Alrighty then, so you're listening to the Music with Kara Hour, except, she had to work today, so guess what, you're stuck with me, playing her song list. Alright, well, you know, I guess we might as well get all up into it, so like I won't mention anything about this being the Music Without Kara Hour today, because I wouldn't want anybody to hear me say that, Kara. Anyway, so I guess first up on the list, we're going to go with a Pantera, Planet Caravan. I guess this is Pantera's rendition of Black Sabbath's version of Planet Caravan. If Kara was here, I'd ask her, but she had to work today, man. What a drag. I guess I'm going to have fun without her, so I'm going to need everybody in the chat rooms to make this a fun scenario, you know, like... you know, wake up, do something funny or something, you know. Anyway, on to the music.
Say,
was very interesting. Somehow in the process of, you know, putting that doggone link out there, I accidentally copied too much stuff. So, anyway, I guess we'll move on to the next song while I go back and fix that mess I just made. All right, so here we go. This one here is The Man Who Sold the World by David Bowie. I don't know what the heck he was doing selling the world. I think everybody owns the world. That's kind of like selling somebody else's car. I don't know if that's necessarily legit. And the other guy buying it, I don't know. You know, it's like those people that sell stars. You can get your star named after you. That kind of stuff. I just don't see where they have the, you know, the moral or the right to even do that. But hey, what it is, it is what it is. Here we go.
Up on the stairs, we spoke of what and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone.
Alright, I think for the most part I got all that sorted out. Anyway, so let's see what's next on the list here. Oh yeah, by the way, doggone it, don't forget to stay tuned at the end of the show for the mystery song, whereas if you guess the mystery song, You went an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks, man. And so today you don't get a chance to guess, you know, like a number between 1 and I guess this will be number 40. But you don't get a chance to do that today. But Kara's already chose out a mystery song. But either way, like I said, when you are the first one to type in the name, and you'll know when it's time, when you're the first one to type in the name to the mystery song in the band, and you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. So eat responsibly if you win. So we're not responsible if you get a bellyache. So either way, woohoo! Anyway, you'll know when that time's coming around. Right now, we're going to jump right into Uriah Heep, Easy Living. So I hope you enjoy this tune. I think that was a good tune. I got that air conditioner blasting in the background. So, where you at, Kara? Oh, she's not here. She's at work, man. Yeah. Anyway, music with Kara Hour must go on. And so I guess the next one I'm going to go in line here is Alice in Chains' Sea of Sorrow. Man, I don't know if I want to go to the Sea of Sorrow. Sounds kind of depressing to me, but oh well, let's hear what it's got going on here. Here we go.
Strong and high.
So you wallow in a sea of sorrow. That don't sound very good to me, man. No, but it is what it is. So anyway, I guess this next tune here is Twilight Zone by Golden Earring, man. I remember that tune. I also remember the Twilight Zone. Y'all remember the Twilight Zone? There's some creepy stuff going on. I think we're living in the Twilight Zone now. Up is down, and down is up, and sideways is crooked, and backwards is forward, and all that kind of jazz. Anyway, I guess that explains why Kara isn't here at the Kara Music with Kara Hour. She had to work, man. Anyway, I hope she's enjoying herself, as I'm running amok on her show. So here we go, the Twilight Zone. Woohoo!
Messenger, all alone, can't get no connection. Can't
So, not that I'm trying to psychologically analyze Kara in her absence, but that song there was talking about you'll come to know when the bullet hits the bone. And the next song in line is Bury Them Deep by Ghoul Town. I wonder if she's trying to subliminally, can't even say it, man, you know, trying to say something here. Maybe she had a rowdy day or something like that. I don't know, man. But hey, that's what's coming up. Bury Them Deep, and that song you just got through listening to was Golden Earring singing Twilight Zone, you know. And you'll come to know when the bullet hits the bone, and then Ghoul Town's gonna bury them deep. All right, there we go. If you're listening in, Kara, it wasn't me. that's some good music in the background, but talking about burying them deep, I don't know about all that. Anyway, I do know this next song, Black Sabbath War Pigs. That's a pretty good tune. You know, it's got some, if you listen to the lyrics in this doggone song, they were saying something there. You know, got a bit of I guess you would like to say politically truth or something like that. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I'm getting old and senile. It happens. Anyway, Black Sabbath War Pigs. So here we go.
Gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah. darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling. Begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
I liked them old bands. They had dynamics back then, and their lyrics had a message in it and that kind of jazz. I'm not too familiar with Megadeth. This song, Mechanics, I have no idea what it's all about, because I really wasn't necessarily a Megadeth fan in the past. You know, back in the old days. The good old days. I don't think they're that good old. I'm not that old, but I guess it's old enough. Either way, you know, I had my favorite bands back in the days, but Megadeth, I don't know. I'd just have to listen to some of their songs and see if there's one. I just didn't know the band name, but it was a pretty decent song or whatever. Either way, this is Megadeth Mechanics here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that was the last of her list there, but I'm going to throw in a filler song right here, and just let you guess what this one is. But this ain't the mystery song, man. You'll know when the mystery song comes around, so, you know, just stay tuned, and when the mystery song comes around, you guess it, you get a surprise, man. So anyway, I'm just going to throw this one in there just for fun, just see, for giggles, you know, so you can check and see if you know who this one is.
and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, don't get all ridiculous on me, but it's time that y'all been waiting for. Mystery song number 40. Looks like you'll have 3 minutes and 24 seconds to figure out who the band is and what the name is. And if you are the lucky winner to be able to get it into the chat room first before everyone else, then you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. No cheating now. If you don't win, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. But if you do win, not responsible for any belly aches. So don't be belly aching, man. Don't get all ridiculous on me. Anyway, so here we go. Good luck, everybody. This is mystery song number 40.
Crystal, you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.